We are living in a day and generation where many people not only love to be offended, but others live to be offended. So many today find virtually everything offensive. If they don't get the recognition that they feel they're entitled to, they're offended. If they don't get the position that they feel they're entitled to, they get offended. We are living in a day where people are so, so easily offended. Happens all around us. Sometimes it's called the snowflake generation. People melt so easily. They're easily crushed. They're easily broken. They fall apart so easily. They're so fragile. They live to be offended. The Bible speaks about the offense of the cross. And I suppose, if we're absolutely honest, that the Christian message is an offense to the natural man. It tells us that we are all sinners. It reminds us that we have all broken God's law. It shows us that we have all fallen short of God's glory. It shows us that we deserve to be punished. It shows us that we are broken. We are fallen. There's something wrong with us. There's something wrong with our hearts. We don't walk with God. We don't do those things that are pleasing in His sight. And our own works, our own efforts, our own ability cannot get us to heaven. And that's why the Son of God had to come into this world and go to a cross, because none of us were good enough. And the message of the crucifixion and death and resurrection of our Lord is a message that calls for a response from the human heart: faith in Jesus Christ and repentance from sins, or else face the penalty. The gospel shows us that we don't deserve heaven, but rather we deserve hell. The gospel shows us that without grace, mercy, and forgiveness, we cannot come to know God at all. And that message for many is offensive, especially to what we might call this snowflake generation. But there is a sense in which every single one of us is, in some respects, a little bit like the snowflake. The book of Job, in Job chapter 38 and verse number 22, asks the question: hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow? Have you entered into the treasures of the snow? Because in the snow, we see so many wonderful treasures. The snowflake is absolutely unique. I don't know how they can prove it, but they tell us that no snowflake has an identical twin. Every snowflake is absolutely unique in and of itself. No individual snowflake, we are told, has ever been replicated. And isn't that just like every individual human being? Our DNA is entirely unique to ourselves. Our personality is unique to ourselves. We might bear the resemblance of somebody else, but individually, we are all absolutely unique. We have different personalities, different tastes, different likes, different dislikes. We have all got different experiences in life, different dreams, different hopes, and different aspirations. And yet the one thing that unites us is our need for God's mercy. The one thing that unites us is our need for God's forgiveness. And the Word of God also reminds us about the treasures of the snow in Isaiah chapter 1 and verse number 18, where God says to the children of Israel who have wandered and drifted away from Him, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Whenever I was a little boy, in the winter time, I used to get so excited whenever you got up from bed and opened your curtains and everything was covered in a thick blanket of white snow. Don't see it so much nowadays, but back in those days in the 1980s, at least once every winter, there would be at least one decent fall of snow, and you could go out and build a snowman or have a snowball fight. And it was just something beautiful about everything being covered in a thick blanket of white snow. And the scripture here says that even if our sins are like scarlet, so glaringly obvious, if we come to Christ, if we come to the Lord and trust in Him, our sins can be blotted out, covered with the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Maybe today you have committed sins in your past, there's guilt in your heart, there's a sense of shame, and you wish you could undo the past. You can't do that, but what you can do is come to the Saviour, put your faith and trust in him, and though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. I trust today that if you don't know the Saviour, that you'll come to him even now and experience the joy of his salvation and forgiveness. See you again soon, folks. Thanks for joining us. See you next time.